Hi there, Name. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good. I appreciate you. How's yours?
Absolutely. My day is going well, and thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Now, Tara, of course, she says it's a pretty new business. One thing she did attach here is an Angie or Home Advisor powered by Angie. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Say that one more time.
Well, you know, Tara attached a Home Advisor or Angie profile. That's a very, very different service. Have you been using that service long enough to get leads, follow up with those leads? Do you know if that service is working
for you? I just
got
into Angie.
Just got it, brand new. So I know it's Titan Junk Removal, but on Angie, it's got you doing handyman, even like insulation.
It's just junk removal. They were supposed to change that, but we just got approved for the site anyway, so I haven't had time to look at that.
I got it. Well, I was wondering because, I mean, we're trying to fill a position for junk removal, but our job is always to make sure that you're going to be found for the services you want to provide, and it's not the first time at all that I've seen some misinformation on an Angie profile. Now, Angie is a great service. It's just very different than what we do here. I mean, with that, obviously, you're just going to get a phone number. You get a lead you have to follow up with. With this, you simply get phone calls directly to you. But Tara did not attach a website name. Is there not yet a website?
There's no website currently.
No website yet. That's okay. I mean, especially as a very young company, we don't expect you to already have a website. You are going to be on that first page of Google and Bing. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri, on a smartphone even. Now, of course, our job ultimately is not just to put you where people can find you. It is to make sure they have a reason to call you. So I am requesting kind of a website upgrade. That's our Platinum Package, which is perfect for your service area. It's going to cover your entire service area quickly, get your phone ringing. And it already does come with like a landing page, which is like a one-page website for our clients don't have one. But, to cover kind of the greater Columbus metro area, I think a website, a custom website upgrade, that would give more people the reasons to call you. And that's what it's all about, keeping your phone ringing, keeping those jobs coming your way. Now, of course, the best part about this, not only are you getting a call directly to you, it's someone who would have seen your website and then decided to call you. So they already know that you're doing what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, they're really hoping you're available because they want to work with you. Now, as far as pricing goes, that's the other great thing here is you do qualify as a new business for a reduced rate. You actually save 50% every month that you keep the service. It saves you $300. And it's going to bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That's an exact amount. It does include everything, including a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. Now, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is just going to be that flat rate. Now, I know that you're doing this for residential customers. Are you also providing these services for commercial clients?
So I'll give you all the information. What
sure.
We do is junk removal and demolition work.
Okay.
We do it for both residential and commercial. We do eviction outs. We do bulk units. We
okay.
do bulk areas, such as like in apartment complexes.
Right.
We haul away any and everything. There's nothing that we won't haul away.
Oh, that's perfect.
Besides chemicals and paint. Yes.
Nice. And that just makes it easier for us to keep those calls coming your way. Obviously, if you're targeting both residential and commercial, that's going to be more opportunities for you. Now, as you were talking just now, my supervisor did approve the website upgrade. So it would be a custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. We can target both residential and commercial. And, of course, we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that $299. In fact, everything's included. So, Name, there's no, like, hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for your business?
No, okay, sir. So when you said $299, is that $299 or?
It is $299. That does include $100 okay. worth of Facebook ads. It's really designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. There's no better place to put your business than the first page of Google. It is where basically 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. About 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing, and you'll be listed there as well. So, you know, it is really designed to get you found for anyone who goes online. Now, of course, we create things like a Yelp listing and Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, and it really is designed to make sure that people see you as one of the options. You'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking, for example, for junk removal, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. It does mean, of course, that you know, the calls that you get will be from somebody who most likely saw your website first. So it's going to be a great use of your time. In fact, it's a much higher conversion rate than something like Angie. The two of them do work fine together. A lot of my clients do have a lead service like Angie or, you know, Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients, though, prefer calls directly to them. I don't think anyone wants to get a phone number and have to chase it down, especially when your competitors get that phone number as well. With this, you're just going to get direct calls. So you might find out that at some point down the line, you're going to scale back on those Angie or HomeAdvisor leads. Now, as far as the business goes, it's service-based. I mean, obviously, you have to go to the customer to haul away the junk, but no one ever comes to you first, right? There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that the public needs to know about.
Say that one more time.
Oh, your business is service-based. I was wondering about the 102 West Maynard Avenue. I mean, that's a residence, right? Customers don't go there.
No, it's just a residence. Customers don't go there at all. The location should be hidden in either way.
Yes.
We go to them.
Exactly. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, obviously, when you're providing a service, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want to list any street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state. Not even that 43202 zip code. And, of course, as I mentioned, we can target specific places, zip codes you want to go to. If there are places even close to home that you really don't want to go, you can tell us that, too, and we don't have to run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted for you. Now, Tara did not get your last name.
Tunkara.
Could you spell that?
T as in Tom, U as in Union, N as in Nancy, K as in Kite. A is an apple, R is in Randy, A is an apple.
Okay. And then, Mr. Tunkara, an email address allows us, of course, to send you longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your record. It would also be attached to the contact form on your website. Now, most of the time, you simply just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When someone does fill out that contact form on your website, though, you get a text message, of course, when they call you, or text you when they fill out that that contact form. You get a text as well as an email. Now, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system. Now, if it's a business email, we list it on the website. People can see it. If it's a personal email, that's okay, too. We just hide it. No one sees it. It is, though, going to be attached to that contact form. And like you said, for something we want you to have for your records, we might email things out to you from time to time. What is a good email address, then, either for you or for the business itself?
My first and last name at yahoo.com.
And did Tara verify the spelling of your first name?
No, she did not.
And it starts with an N, and it's pronounced name, but how do you spell it?
N as in Nancy, A as in apple, two E's as in Edward, M as in Mary.
Okay, and then T-U-N-K-R-A at yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, definitely, obviously, your first and last name, it is a personal email, so we will not list it physically on the website, which is just fine. People don't need to see it. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I did want to do one other thing, which is actually to set up a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. It's actually a security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Titan Junk Removal, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to that security question. And most importantly, it's really for your benefit and for your protection. If anyone calls you and tells you they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information, both the answer and even the question unprompted. And if they couldn't give it to you basically immediately, you should not speak with them. Now, Naeem, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. You would not want to speak with them. It is exactly $299. In fact, because it's a new business, I want to make this affordable. I'm just going to waive the initial $99 setup fee that normally would attach to that first month. So it's just that $299 out the door. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess you can do my first pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Bella.
B-E-L-L-A?
Yep.
All right, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, like I said, it's exactly that $299, and it is a fixed rate that will stay with you as long as you keep the service. It will never go up on you. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
So I'll have to pull the finances over. That will require me to go into the bank. Can I get you guys to call me back? What time do you guys close?
Well, I'd be able to call you probably as late as 5:30 today.
Okay. Yeah, that works. 5:30.
Perfect. So, I mean, if that works for you and everything's good to go, we can even schedule out your client interview for later today. I mean, we wouldn't even be processing that payment until 5:30. But would that be to secure the listing then and have us close out the category? How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Oh, it's probably a debit card, right?
Yeah, it'll be a debit card.
Okay. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
No, it's my name.
No middle initial. Debit cards are usually a MasterCard or a Visa. If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa. If it's a 5, it's a MasterCard. I would just be putting the card on file so we can close out the category, but then I would definitely even call you back before we process that payment today at 5:30.
Gotcha. I'll give you the card when we get a call back.
You said 5:30 would work for you?
Absolutely.
I'll take a look at the client interview. Now, the Angie has an LLC at the end of the business name. Did you want the LLC to be included in the business name and all the content that we create?
It doesn't have to be.
If you don't want it to be, we wouldn't put it there. I mean, it's really a personal preference. The important thing is consistency. So with all the content that we'll be creating, verification on Google and Bing, your website and everything like that, it would be a great time to really solidify how you want the business to see it. Did you want us just to leave the LLC off of there?
Yeah, let's leave it off. That's fine.
Okay. I will do that. That's my personal preference. If anyone ever asks, I always just say, just leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs. I'll call you today at 5:30, and I need about 5-10 minutes of your time, and together we'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call.
Okay.
All right, Name. I appreciate you. I'll be reaching back out to you a little bit later on today.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I'm excited for you. This is really going to help you to get those calls and jobs that you're looking for.
I appreciate it. I really hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as a young company. I mean, what I really like about my job is it makes a big difference for businesses, especially the smaller, newer companies. Kind of levels the playing field. You don't have to be that bigger, more established guy. I mean, of course, there's always going to be, you know, the heavy hitters, the nationwide chains that everyone knows about. But for the local business, for you to be one of those options on that first page, you can compete with the bigger, more established guys as long as you're out there. And we're going to build that website for you that's going to give the people who see it the reasons to call you. So I'm excited for you. Looking forward to speaking with you again when I reach back out to you at 5:30.
Awesome. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Name. We'll be talking to you soon. You take care.
All right. I hope to talk to you soon, brother. Have
Thank
a great
you,
rest of your day.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.